Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14, Letter Number 4972. Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Kislev, Tovshi Yud Zayin, Brooklyn.
Shalom Uvracha.
Shalom Uvracha. Excellent. Shalom Uvracha. Yeah. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter, and there's no date over there. And you're asking how to fix the known sin. So the Rebbe says the advice is known, that has been given, is to remove your mind to the extent possible, not just from the sin itself, but even how to correct it. And the Rebbe says you should have ingrained in your memory several chapters of Mishnayos, minimally one chapter or two from the Tanya. So chapters of Mishnayos, one or two chapters from the Holy Book of Tanya, in addition four songs of the Psalms. When you go in the street or similar, you should recite them at least in your mind. And to give several coins for charity every weekday before the davening in the morning. And saying the Shir Tehillim as it's divided by the month after the davening every day. And the Rebbe says, influencing the youth to bring them close to our Torah, a Torah of life and the mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, it's obvious that all this is in addition to the main, to regret for the past and a good decision for the future. If you conduct yourself as said, then slowly but surely the condition will improve, it'll go and get better. And Rebbe blesses him that he should give good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe suggests, don't think about it, don't even think about fixing, have things in your mind, Mishnayos, Tanya, chapters of Tehillim. When you go in the street, recite them, at least in your mind. Some places you're not allowed to speak words of Torah if it's like the dogs are over there, if it's dirty or just like issues. Give some charity every morning before the davening and say the Tehillim. The Rebbe also says you influence the youth. And of course, the Rebbe says, needs to be regret the past and acceptance of the future. Rebbe blesses him to give good news in the future.